Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 30 about end gaining or trying too hard. End gaining is an expression we use in Alexander Technique. It describes a kind of behavior, and if I give you some examples, you will recognize it. End gaining is trying very hard to get somewhere before we have considered how best to get there. It's trying very hard to be somewhere else than where we are. It's trying hard to be something other than what we are. Trying to please, trying to be right, trying to do the right thing. In itself, it simply means to gain an end, a goal. That is not a bad thing. It's good to have goals. But when it goes wrong is when we become just concerned with this goal, this end, instead of how to get to the end. You might have experienced this yourself. You become so concerned with reaching the end, the goal, that your eagerness to get there actually interferes with your chances of getting there. What is important is to acknowledge that it is something that we do. Let's have a look at it. End gaining is trying to do something, trying to be something, trying to have something, to give, achieve, trying to arrive at the goal without having first considered the steps we need to take to get there, without even having considered where we are right now, where we start from. End gaining is often based on fear to be wrong, fear to be late, to be bad, fear to be ugly, fear to be disliked, to be inadequate, to be stupid, fear to not ever arrive at the goal. Fearing and trying are mental states, but all mental states translate straight into muscular tension. Hence, end gaining is muscular tension. Muscular tension is something that we do. End gaining becomes a problem when it becomes chronic. Trying can become just trying without a specific object, a permanent state of tension. And fearing can become a permanent state of anxiety without even knowing what we are fearing or what we feel anxious about. A permanent state of tension. This muscular tension, this thing that we do, when it becomes habitual and chronic, not only does it stand in the way of us ever achieving the end we wish to gain, but it compounds the damage we are doing to ourselves every time we do something, anything. So when this muscular tension has become chronic, we have to first learn not to do. We need to learn to stop before we do anything. To stop our immediate wish to rush to this goal, to this end. We call this inhibition in Alexander Technique. In that space created by this inhibition or by this stopping, we have the chance to consider how we might best achieve the goal. That space allows us to consider the steps we need to take to get there in a coordinated way, in a way that does not add extra tension, extra anxiety, and further fear and trying too hard. So we need to learn not to do.